everybody. I'm Kelly Ellers.
I'm Jeffrey Lunnan.
And this is Volume Up by The Tees.
Introducing Next Sense in Beauty, where innovation meets indulgence in hair care perfection. Harnessing the power of nature's bounty, their eco-friendly ingredients and formulas are meticulously curated to cater to your unique hair care needs. The brand is a testament to the expertise and dedication of industry luminary Nick Stenson. His vision to redefine excellence in an oversaturated market crafted a focused and compact product line where every item shines. With color-safe, cruelty-free, vegan, and gluten-free formulations, elevate your routine to the epitome of luxury at NickStensonBeauty.com and use Volume Up at checkout for 20% off your first order. That's Volume Up, all caps, no spaces. Check the show notes for more details.
So I'm coming in hot off the presses a week ago.
Welcome back.
From America's Beauty Show in the beloved Rosemont area and the Chicagoland area. And if you weren't at the event, my takeaway was really, yes, looking forward at innovation, but also taking a moment to really look back and honor those who have really started the foundation for our industry. There were quite a few that were named and recognized throughout the weekend. Did you hear of any of them?
I sure did. But I mean, I feel like I've got a little bit of insider info for the listeners who maybe were not able to make it to ABS and all of the incredible events that were happening. Who was feted?
Yeah. So number one, I have never in the flesh actually seen John Paul DeJoria from John Paul Mitchell Systems, but he was there accepting an award on behalf of the brand. And one thing he kept saying is, you know, in layman's terms, if I had a nickel for every time somebody asked me to sell the company, which we all know he doesn't need a nickel because he's got a B after the billions. Anyway, smart, smart man. But he just kept saying throughout the years, no, we are not for sale. No, we will never be for sale. We started this with the intent to serve the hairdresser, and we don't essentially want this to go into private equity's hands or a conglomerate's hands. So really interesting, really cool guy. It was fun to see him. And it was also a legacy family brand award. So talking about how his daughter, Michaeline, is taking over the business as the current CEO. We interviewed her a couple of years ago. We should actually check back in. Mm-hmm. But some wise words from him, no doubt. All right, next up, a fan favorite of mine is Mario Tricocci. He is just as adorable in person as you could imagine. It was a pleasure being in his presence, but he was honored as the 2024 Legacy Honoree. He started his career sweeping hair at a barbershop when he was 16 in Italy. And really, his kind of claim to fame, as we all know, or you should know, he began his beauty business in 1977 with his wife, Cheryl. They opened their first salon, but really he pioneered the premier day spa concept. Did you know that, Jeff? It was like the first and foremost salon where they added in spa services, because he was telling the story about him and Cheryl. They would go over to Italy and they would have these incredible experiences. And she said, we should bring this back to the United States.
I mean, crazy to think of that it was this long ago that it was being introduced.
I know.
And that he's still innovating in the space. I mean, what a cool example of the right person being honored for the right thing.
Absolutely. Now they have 1,100 professionals and 13 locations. So hell yeah, they're keeping on. And the last one I want to comment on is Sydell Miller. So we talked about this and we wrote about her passing on thetees.com. But if you don't know about her, her daughters and her brother were on stage honoring a female pro in this space, which was incredible. But she was self-made, her and her husband, and they actually created an eyelash brand as well as a hair care brand. Pop quiz, do you know which one it was, Jeff?
Funked. What is it?
All right. So the first one is Ardell. And that was the first pre-cut eyelash kit and false eyelash strips. So it basically reduced the procedure time in hours. We all know that was a huge phenomenon, right? And then they furthermore went on to launch and grow Matrix.
Little brand.
So they changed. Yeah, just a little brand. They essentially change how hairdressers colorize hair, and they created the cream base rather than liquid base dye. So it was an honor again to get to know more about her life and all of the wonderful things that she has contributed, as well as her husband, to our industry.
I mean, what a series of events.
I know.
What a bunch of incredible icons getting all of these awards. And I mean, it sounds like ABS was a blast. What did you think of the show?
You know, I think that they're making strides to come back to the ABS that it was pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. Granted, that location downtown at the McCormick Center can't be beat. The show has now moved out to Rosemont in the suburbs. I did see, you know, kind of the resounding theme was that there was a tremendous amount of education, perhaps a little slower traffic on the floor, but perhaps those attendees were soaking up all of the education.
Well, I'm sorry that I missed it, but I am really, really excited to be joining all of you at Premier Orlando.
This week, we're talking with Stephanie First. Stephanie is a strategist, innovator, and entrepreneur, and is the CEO and co-founder of Small Wonder, a luxury personal care startup focused on reducing waste. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review, and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok, at Read the Teas, and send in questions to volumeup@thetees.com.
Do it. Now let's talk beauty news. Our editorial team is deep diving to get you the inside scoop from trending celebrity looks to the newest products and the biggest events happening week to week. Let's talk hair beauty culture. First up, something from me. The article is called Hope Springs Eternal at Tequane Hair Care's Refill Launch Event. When Anissa Salazar isn't busy being one of Hollywood's go-to men's groomers and hair department heads, she's busy running her luxe clean hair brand, Tequane. Most times, it's both. Like, for example, the other week when she flew to Los Angeles from a set in Canada to host an event for the launch of the brand's latest offering, the Esperanza Scalp Tonic Refill. More on that in a moment. As the granddaughter of Mexican immigrants, Salazar credits her grandmother's love for, quote, magical plants and forever treasuring their healing abilities, end quote, as an inspiration. She also references childhood memories of hair being braided and growing up among a large range of hair textures, experiencing difficulty finding hair products that worked for everyone. It makes sense, then, that Tequane's hero product, the Esperanza Scalp Tonic, is a premium, multi-use formula enriched with plant-based ingredients that hold significance in Mexican culture. Until very recently, Tequane's Esperanza Scalp Tonic, infused with botanical ingredients, including a blend of plant proteins, amino acids, and plant collagen to give the appearance of thicker hair, was only available in a 100% reusable and recyclable glass bottle. Now it's available in a sustainable metal refill bottle. No surprise, just like the ethically sourced ingredients within the scalp tonic, this was on purpose. Head to thetees.com to learn more about the brand and its latest launch. So, Kelly, I mean, we're here in Earth Month. We've talked a lot about this. We're going to talk about this with our guest in a moment. What are your thoughts on actually seeing brands do right by us and have sustainable packaging?
You know, that is one thing that I did see a lot of at the show, is that the refillable packaging was actually on the shelf, viewable, visible. Mm-hmm. So yes, buy your one, but you could also buy the big packets of the refillable. And I think it's about time. I mean, it's past time. We refill a lot of other things. Why are we not doing this with our beauty care, makeup, skincare products? So I love a brand jumping on this. I think all of them should in 2024. If indeed you have not, it should become a mandatory from us consumers. Next up, our article called Garen on 10 Years of R&Co and What's Ahead for the Brand. It's hard to believe that it's been a full decade since R&Co totally disrupted the industry with its collaborative approach to professional hair care. At a time in which many brands were launching with a singular artistic vision, the vegan hair care brand was unique in that it was founded by a collective of hair legends. Garen, a legendary hairstylist with over 1,000 magazine cover credits to his name, Tom Priano, a top men's grooming expert whose work has spanned Calvin Klein ads to GQ spreads, and Howard McLaren, the former creative director for influential hair care brands Tony and Guy and Bumble and Bumble. Thanks to their combined expertise and knowledge in editorial hairstyling, men's grooming, and creative direction, the powerhouse trio has been able to continuously roll out an impressive lineup of innovative hair care products over the years that have helped to establish R&Co as one of the top brands in the hair care category. Now in its 10th year, the brand is still changing the game with its eye-catching packaging, clever product names, and high-performance results, but also with its two newest ventures, sustainable luxury hair care, R&Co Blue, and professional color line, R&Color. In the spirit of celebrating the brand's major milestones, the Teas caught up with one of the co-founders, Garen, to discuss R&Co's evolution and ongoing commitment towards meeting the needs of hairdressers, as well as their clients with its forward-thinking products. Head to thetees.com to learn more about the brand. Jeff, do you remember the day that they launched? It was absolutely the most disruptive thing in the industry at the time. The names, the packaging. I mean, it was crazy.
I mean, I don't know I remember the exact launch, but I do remember just being sort of blown back by it.
Right.
There's really nothing like.
No.
And obviously there have been a number of brands that have copied the format, particularly the packaging and the sort of cheeky names. But I mean, really, it's sort of incomparable. And shout out to them for 10 years in this day and age,
right,
pretty hard to come by when you're not a legacy sort of bankrolled by larger conglomerates. So, I mean, I found this article to be so interesting. If you're into like the aspect of what we do in this podcast of like, how does it all come together? Why this? Why that? This interview does that for you. So make sure you go and check it out.
Check it out.
Thank you so much to our wonderful editors for this week's beauty news. And don't forget to check out more stories like these on thetease.com.
Next up, Jeff's interview with Stephanie Furst.
Stephanie Furst is a strategist, innovator, and entrepreneur, and is the CEO and co-founder of Small Wonder, a luxury personal care startup focused on reducing waste. Prior to launching Small Wonder, she was an adjunct professor for 8 years at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management in the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Department, teaching students new venture discovery. Stephanie spent almost 15 years at Target specializing in corporate strategy, merchandising strategy, and innovation. Many of her positions included starting new teams, identifying growth opportunities, and functioning as a resident intrapreneur. Stephanie grew up in South Africa, lived in France twice, and currently resides in Chicago with her family. Stephanie, welcome to the Volume Up podcast. How's it going?
Thank you. It's going great. I'm excited to be here.
We are thrilled to be chatting with you, and we're going to talk about a lot of things. But first, for our listeners, we'd love to just hear a little bit about yourself. How did you get into the beauty industry?
That is a great question. I had never planned to be in the beauty industry.
Okay.
I was a professor at Northwestern's Kellogg MBA program for about 8 years, teaching a class called Innovation, New Venture Discovery. Mm-hmm. The early days of Blue Land, right before the pandemic. And that was a company that had just launched its dissolvable concentrated tablets in the industry. Mm-hmm. And then toothpaste tablets popped up, actually a friend of ours through Northwestern. And then laundry detergent strips popped up. Mm-hmm. And a colleague of mine and I kept watching this thinking, this is brilliant. How do you actually send the same product, but have all of those sustainable impacts, yet improve performance, quality, and efficacy while doing it? So we kept watching and we kept watching, mm-hmm. and we were really frustrated at the pace of how this was evolving. Mm-hmm. And we felt that shower and bath was most logical because the last time we checked, you have a lot of water in the shower.
Uh-huh.
So why are we putting water to the shower? It seemed kind of crazy. And so we decided to jump in. We knew that we were confident that in 5 or 10 years, everyone would be looking back thinking, this is nuts. Why did we ever ship water in single-use plastic all over the world? So we tapped our third co-founder. She was a chemistry PhD. She ran the global R&D group at Neutrogena for 10 or 12 years. Very strong chemistry formulator. I came from innovation and retail. And Paul, my third co-founder from Northwestern, was a branding guy formerly at Leo Burnett. And the three of us kind of took off. And it sounds like it would have been easy, but it wasn't. We spent about 3 years working on the formulation with top formulation houses. We then broke off and launched Small Wonder, and the formulator had broken off from the formulation house as well. And we just all worked together to finally get something that we felt was truly an upgrade. We had a lot of challenges along the way.
I can only imagine. And we're going to try to get to a little bit of that. I think our listeners will want to know a little bit about that roller coaster, as it were, but would love to understand, like you mentioned it, what is Small Wonder? What is the brand? What are the product offerings? Let's get into that. And then we can talk a little bit about how it all came to be.
So Small Wonder is a powder to lather concept system. It's really a full refillable loop or system. And it's powder that converts to lather in the shower. So imagine you're in the shower, your hair is wet like it normally is, your hands are wet like they normally are. Mm-hmm. Instead of going to the large single-use plastic bottle and dispensing out the goop, you just press down. This is our patented bottle that took us about 2 years to develop and patent. Press down, it's calibrated to one pump of shampoo. So if you're a one pump girl or guy, you do one pump. If you're a two pump guy, you do two pumps.
Easy.
You're going to have powder in your hand at that point, and you're just going to activate. And you can activate for 1 or 2 seconds, and it actually activates pretty quickly into creamy, luxurious shampoo, professional grade, salon grade. Or what I do, because I'm sometimes really lazy or rushed, I just dump most of the powder into my wet hair and lather in my hair.
Yep.
And we have a conditioner coming out this month, our shampoo. And then when you run out in 2 to 6 months, depending on how much hair you have and how often you shower, mm-hmm. you get our really beautiful refill tubes.
Gorgeous.
Which are 100% cardboard, fully compostable and recyclable. You can put it in your tomato plant pot outside or in your backyard or in the paper bin, and it can recycle with the paper. You just fill it back in and you're done. You never actually generate another.
Oh my gosh. This is so wild. And our listeners, again, go to our Instagram, go to our TikToks. We've got video so you can see what she's describing. This is crazy. Talk to me a little bit about, I think our audience is familiar with the concept of a bar. And we, on this very podcast, have talked a lot about how we don't enjoy bars for shampoo and conditioner. How did the powder to lather, where did that come from? I would imagine, again, your background in innovation, we've got our co-founders in chemistry, et cetera, et cetera. Would love to understand why you went in that direction versus this sort of established, even if slow, delayed to come to market, sort of pattern of product.
It's exactly what we grappled with for a long time. We knew that in order to truly make a big impact in mastige, mm-hmm. not just go after the eco-conscious consumer, which is a very small component of the market right now, mm-hmm. we needed to upgrade everything. Just like your everything shower, we needed to be an everything product. The bottle needed to be more beautiful than your normal bottle.
And it is.
And it is, absolutely. The experience of what you experience in the shower needed to be better. So I actually play tennis. I have a little bit of arthritis in my arm. I hate when I have the bottom third of the goop stuck in the plastic bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're trying to squeeze and it's really hard to get out and it's not a fun experience.
Yep.
So the dispensing is an upgrade. And then finally, the formulation is an upgrade. We have only put in the best. Our tagline is just the best, nothing else. It's only the most active ingredients. They're activated fresh and pure every day. They're potent. They're not diluted, sitting in water with extra preservatives and added fillers. Mm. It's only the best for your hair. And that's what the reviews have come back and said loudly. My hair has never felt shinier. It's never felt more voluminous. It's really, really a massive upgrade. So back to your original question, the reason we didn't go to bars is because that's where we started. It was how we wanted to solve our own personal pain point. Mm. We hated throwing out all that plastic, but we hated the bars. And so we knew that we had to go a different path. We went to pods next, which was a really interesting experience. We thought we were brilliant to make these gorgeous little pods.
Yeah.
The pod holder actually dissolved in water right away, and you were left with this beautiful powder like you have now.
Yep.
We distributed it out to 100 people to get feedback initially. All 100 people were unhappy. 50 of them felt guilty that they didn't need the full pod, and a lot of it just went down the drain.
Okay.
And the other 50 felt that they needed two or three pods because they had a lot of hair, and they were frustrated that they needed to use so much, and it felt wasteful.
Uh-huh.
So no one was redosing, which was a great insight for us.
Oh, that's incredible. I'm loving that this much thought has gone into the product. And you've, as you said, thought through every aspect of it, which is incredible. I particularly, when I do have hair, I don't have hair currently, need a lot of product. And that's always been my frustration, particularly with the conditioner bars. I just can't get enough. And so this, you know, you guys have thought about it. I'm really curious. I mean, you've mentioned a few times, in a number of years, we hope that people will look back and think, like, how crazy was it to ship, you know, so much product that is essentially water across the world in single-use plastic? Could you speak a little bit to the issue of water use within the beauty industry and sort of what you guys are trying to correct for with Small Wonder?
Absolutely. And I think this month being Earth Month, there's a lot of discussion around greenwashing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of discussion around the nuances of sustainability and really measuring your carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
We actually aren't making any direct claims about how much of a carbon footprint we're reducing. We know that if you ship things that are lighter or smaller, not as heavy, not as much weight, it's going to be less gas on that truck that's driving it to the warehouse. Mm-hmm. That's just one of the more basic things. We know that if you're using a forever bottle that gets refilled over and over again, that's less waste that's going in the recycling.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many aspects to sustainability. It's not just about water. Water is obviously a very critical component, but it's the materials that go into making the packaging and the bottles. It's the ingredients that you're sourcing. So we're only sourcing ingredients that we either believe are fully clean, the way we're defining clean, mm-hmm. still very efficacious. They're not all natural, vegan, non-synthetic, but they are clean and they're produced in a very respectable manner. And then we actually have a proprietary compound called Shine 37, which is what is kind of the magic behind our product. When you use it, you'll see that.
Mm.
That uses 90% less water because it's cold press waxed produced. It actually isn't heating up. It's not using a tremendous amount of water when produced.
Mm.
And so we're kind of looking at it across the board. Fun little example, actually.
Yeah.
When we were doing our packaging, this is not the branded box. our initial packaging partner said, you have to have a certain amount of space around the bottles when you're shipping the bottles. And we kept saying, there's so much air in here when you're shipping even two bottles. We've got to go smaller. Mm-hmm. Went back and forth. And they kept saying, we just don't want to sign off on that. We think your bottles are going to get bumped or dented. We're like, no, we've done the testing. We know that this is protecting it. It's really good recycled cardboard. It's hard. It's thick. We're using good materials. Finally, we convinced them to let us go smaller. And you can see this tiny little box actually ships two bottles. And it was significantly smaller than what we had initially.
Wow.
You can see with the size of my hand.
Uh-huh.
This is shampoo and conditioner together.
Wow. And beautifully done, by the way. Let's talk a little bit about the branding aspect. I mean, you mentioned that one of the co-founders comes from a branding background. Font choices, certain things in terms of colors. How did that come about? Because it certainly does sort of scratch an itch that I think has not been sort of scratched before. We talked a little bit about the sort of e-minded folks that make up small percentage of those that are beauty consumers. There's far more people like myself who are interested in something that looks as good as it performs. So curious sort of the sort of considerations made for the branding aspects.
Great question. We actually are calling it Luxtainable.
Mm.
So it's Lux Sustainable. It's what we deem as being kind of the new macro trend. We walked through Sephora over and over again, and we had so many battles over colors and design and fonts.
Yep.
And everything was black and white with sans serif. We just felt that either you go super eco and everything's in a beige.
Yep, super neutral.
Yes, and it's really not that emotional response that you want when you feel like you're really doing self-care and taking something special home.
Mm-hmm.
We also felt that post-pandemic, people wanted color. They wanted life.
Yeah.
And so we settled on these for our first two bottles. Our whole line of bottles with body wash and shaving cream that are coming down the pike are just fun and vibrant, but they're still very minimalistic.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have elegance, but you also have the fun and magic that is kind of built into the name of Small Wonder. It's a wonder, it's magic, it's alchemy, but it's also tiny and minimal and sleek.
Oh, I'm loving that. Could you expand a little bit on what do you think this trend is? I mean, I think that you've nailed it. There's definitely a demand. There's definitely interest for the sort of luxe sustainable. Curious, like what are the hallmarks from your perspective? I mean, obviously the brand is knocking at those things, but what else does the end user sort of want from sort of this product or this trend?
I think it's the analogy to the everything shower. I don't know why I just keep thinking of that analogy. It's the everything product. It better be better packaging, more beautiful packaging, better materials. The product better work better. The smell better be better. The fragrance has to make you feel like you're in a high-end spa.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be smarter. So you need to, a lot of the consumers that have received our box with one or two bottles in it are like, that was so smart. I've never actually opened such a small box in my life and seen so much product,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't hampering on the feeling of that luxe delivery. It was so much fun and so smart to actually open that. And so I think that's what our brand is trying to represent. And I think that's what that category represents. I think of it as performance and efficacy first and sustainability guilt-free second. And so it's an added bonus. It's the gravy. I bought an electric car last year. I'm not a big car person,
sure,
but I bought Hyundai Ioniq. I don't know if you know much about the Hyundai.
Yep. Oh yeah. I'm in the Bay Area, so I'm surrounded by e-car everywhere. Yep. But
never cared about cars. Always drove a Volvo because it was safe.
Yep.
And I switched to this car and I'm obsessed. Like the interior is beautiful. It feels good. It's a smooth ride. The screen is incredible. I feel safer. It's easy to play music. It's easy to talk on the phone and not look down. Everything about it is upgraded. And I never have to go to a gas station again, which is a huge amount of convenience.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then the seventh or eighth benefit is, oh, by the way, I'm not generating any CO2 when I drive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Small Wonder right there. We want people to say, my hair's never felt better. It's shinier. It's more voluminous. I love the experience. It looks prettier in my shower. These refills are tiny in my linen closet and they look great.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, it's sustainable. I feel less guilt. So that's the aspect of Lux Sustainability or Luxtainable, which is hard to say. That's the aspect that we're going for.
I'm loving this. Luxtainable. So fun. Talk to us a little bit about the product life cycle. I mean, so you've mentioned, again, sort of intended for single use, can use it multiple times. How many times for the shampoo, for example, before they need a refill? And then importantly, where the heck can people purchase all of this stuff?
Absolutely. So this is the equivalent to a 9-ounce fluid bottle, which is about 50 to 80 washes.
Sure.
I think one aspect that we didn't recognize is consumers see something small and they think that the value is not there.
Yep.
And so we really had to change the way we position number of uses versus size of bottle. Mm-hmm. And so if buying your large 9-fluid-ounce bottle at the salon, if you're buying a Rebay, Orbe or Kerastase or or Bumble and Bumble, it's the same number of washes. We've priced where we're in a very similar range to a lot of the solid professional grade salon brands. Mm-hmm. The benefit is where you end up purchasing the refill. Mm-hmm. You no longer have to purchase a bottle and we can share that value with the consumers.
Which I love.
Right now you can only purchase on our website, smallwonder.world, and on our TikTok shop. And we're obviously starting to look at the professional channel. We just started selling into some salons, which has been really exciting. We're getting great feedback from the professional community. And so that's going to be our next big foray for how to reach the consumer.
How terribly exciting. This is so fun. And we will, of course, link in the show notes. So make this nice and easy for our audience to go ahead and find these products. I'm just sort of remarking on what you said in terms of not needing to purchase another bottle. This has been a huge stumbling block with a lot of the prestige brands and something that they really have not controlled for, which is that they don't offer a refillable option despite that sort of high price point. So loving that this is a consideration that you are already thinking through and does very much stand in line with this notion of luxe sustainability. I'm all about it. So kudos. And again, just for those that are listening and not seeing this, the packaging is gorgeous. So I just want to put that out there for all the brand heads. It looks really good. So I can imagine some exciting shelfies. So there's that.
I think I spent 15 years at Target in innovation. Mm. And one thing that I took away a lot from my career there, but the number one thing I took away from my career there is you have to live the brand. You can't expect more, pay less, which was Target's tagline, mm-hmm. and just put in merchandise at the store. You have to expect more, pay less across the entire brand. So your shopping carts better be designed in a really cool, fun, smart way. That's Target, all the way to how we designed our customer service. Mm-hmm. It was through the brand. And so I think the same thing is emanating in Small Wonder. Every single aspect of us is all about tiny, mighty, beautiful. How are you just the best, nothing else? How is the tiny, mighty, beautiful across the board? Customer service, our website, our emails, our Instagram posts. It has to be everywhere. Even our team. Mm. Even our team is tiny.
beautiful. And beautiful. I'm loving that. That's so fun. and it all harkens back to the brand, which is Small Wonder. So thoughtful on top of that. And it seems like every aspect of this been thought through, which is not always the case with the beauty industry. Often there's like these titans that have been around forever and they struggle to adapt, and others are sort of upstarts that haven't quite figured it out. So definitely appreciating the insights here as regards all of the intel where you guys have leaned into expertise, because often that's sort of not there, which is a huge stumbling block. I'm curious. I mean, I want nothing but the best for Small Wonder, hoping that there will be more products like this within the space. So I'm curious, sort of, what's your take on the long game for the salon professional and beauty industry? Are we hoping to see sort of more competition to Small Wonder, where some of these big guys take on some of this innovation that they've been slow to adapt? Or do you think that it's going to be a number of years before that's even a consideration?
It's a great question. I think after working at Target, I know how hard it is for a very large ship to make turns.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yep.
And so to go back and redesign, you have to live the brand. To go back and redesign the aspect of luxe sustainability all the way through your brand is very challenging when you're driving a very large ship or steering a very large ship. Mm-hmm. When you start from the beginning, like we did, it was much easier. That was always our North Star. And so every single decision we made had to go through that filter. Mm-hmm. There's no question this is going to be a macro trend. From the perspective of the planet, I would love it to be fast. I would love us to have a seat at the table. We certainly don't need to be the only ones at the table, but we need others to step up and step in to really make this a habit-forming evolution with consumers across the board, because this is good for everybody. Mm. We're starting to see some changes. You can see some of the larger guys are just dipping their toes into refill, and refill can be defined in so many different ways.
Sure can.
Better than it was.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily there. There's, and we have examples. I'm not going to out the ones that I think are true greenwashing, but there are plenty of examples where refills are more packaging than the initial bottle. You're now doing plastic in plastic. You're generating two bottles.
Devastating. Yep.
It is devastating, but it's an evolution. It's a journey. We wanted 100% aluminum or stainless steel in our bottle and got so much pushback down here because we needed a silicone gasket to make the bottle really seal. Mm-hmm. And so I was on a pretty large soapbox with our industrial design firm for a long time and finally recognized that this is 99% better than what we have mm-hmm. with used plastic, and we can't get to perfection day one. Mm-hmm. And so I think of the same thing with the refills. If it's an evolution and it's moving in the right direction, I'm excited. And we have to hit at this industry, which is enormous from every angle. So there better be powder to lather. There better be shampoo bars. There better be pods for the people that don't mind that pre-dosing. There has to be refills with liquid. There has to be everything to make a real dent in this massive, massive industry.
Oh, yeah, well put. And loving, again, that this has been thought through at every angle by Small Wonder, by your team. Curious, your take on the consumer who is maybe not as aware of these things. I mean, certainly we are in the space. We're hearing about it all the time, the impact, the waste, et cetera. The consumer that doesn't really know that this is afoot, but is maybe interested in sort of greening up their behaviors. What are the things that they could do? Obviously, purchasing Small Wonder, no brainer. We're going to make that easy for everybody, again, in the show notes. But curious, what are other things that people could do?
I think they're actually already doing it. Because if you actually just even go to Whole Foods and watch people, which is something we've spent a lot of time doing, they may not know that they're doing it, but they're showing up with their very stylish reusable bag. I don't know if they're grabbing that reusable bag because you get charged 7 cents in Illinois, where I live in Chicago.
Sure.
Not bringing a bag, or because they actually think it's quite stylish. I think a lot of them are quite stylish and represent their brand. They're grabbing their Stanley water cup, or my college daughter this morning taught me about Owala.
We're over Stanley now. It's Owala all the way. Yeah,
exactly. But either way, it's great. It's a significant upgrade. It's keeping your liquids cool or hot. It's a pop out straw. She was explaining all the cool things about it and why it's worth $30 or $40. She didn't mention sustainability, but she mentioned style. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of consumers are hopefully almost getting tricked into sustainability by giving them a better product. Mm. I don't think we need to say what else do they need to do, because that comes with a lot of guilt. I think we need to actually give them the carrot, not the stick, and say, you want better hair? You want an amazing shower? You want to make your shower look like the home edit craze that Khloe Kardashian did with the pantry? Let's do it in your shower with these gorgeous bottles. And oh, by the way, it's better for the environment. So that's the way I think about it. Otherwise, you really get bogged down and feel very heavy about all the things you're supposed to do.
Ugh, I'm loving this. Let's end on a good note. Let's, feel good about all of this stuff. There's some heavy stuff going on. This doesn't need to be one of those things.
Exactly.
All right. You've already mentioned sort of the stylist. There's greater inroads that Small Wonder is making with the stylist, the pro. Curious, what does that look like in the future? Are pro stylists currently involved in sort of use cases? Will they be? Just generally curious.
Absolutely. This is a new industry for us. The three of us do not come from the hair care industry. Mm-hmm. They have been so fantastic and so warm and so welcoming with feedback, with testing for us. How does this work in the back bar? Tell us about packaging in the back bar and why this wouldn't work.
Yeah.
How often would you have to refill it? Can you give us a shout out on Instagram if you really like it a lot? Do you mind showing people how you use this on customers in the bowl? We have had about 150 boxes seated, maybe close to 200 to salons. If you go on our Instagram page and click on Salon Talk under our highlights, you'll see how many salon owners or professional hairstylists have done videos, reels, stories. This is all organic. We haven't developed a real program here yet, and we're just starting to do that.
Congrats.
We have had so much feedback from them that has been helpful in formulation from our first formula about a year and a half ago that we actually sent out to the world to where we are now, packaging, the professional channel packages that they could purchase for stocking in their retail shelf. We had no idea how to even start. Do you sell one? Do you sell six? Do you sell 12?
Yeah.
How does the pricing work?
Yeah.
I just walk into salons close to my house in Chicago, and they've been so fantastic in explaining to me how they purchase. Do they use credit cards? Do we have to give credits? All the basic things that we just didn't know. We've mm-hmm. still learning, but we have a wonderful crew of supporters in the professional industry that have really been by our side since the beginning.
Love to hear that. If a pro who's listening is interested in getting involved with brand or retailing, how do they go about doing that?
They can email me at Stephanie@smallwonder.world or hello@smallwonder.world. They can DM us on our Instagram, TikTok, wherever they want to find us. We'll be there. We're a small but mighty team, but we do respond right away. So, you know, they have to know that we're an early stage company and it's evolution. So the conditioner has been, people are waiting with bated breath. Mm-hmm. It's in production now and it's coming out at the end of the month. It has been a long road waiting for conditioner, very complicated, way more challenging formulation issues
and shampoo,
that we had to overcome because there's a lot of essential oils wrapped up in those tiny little pieces of powder. But these salons have been very patient and very helpful in helping us figure out what works and what doesn't work. So would love for salon professionals to reach out to us. We're really looking to expand into that space.
Incredible. Incredible. All right, Stephanie, thank you so much. Before we get into our quick takes, I just want one more opportunity for you to plug the heck out of Small Wonder. Where can people go? Where, I mean, you mentioned they're everywhere our audience already is, but drop some usernames, drop some websites. We'd love that.
So smallwonder.world is the best if they want to order or on our Instagram or TikTok. We are just starting to distribute to a couple of salons. Shia Salon in Minnesota was our first salon.
Shout out to them.
Macy has been an amazing partner, amazing partner for us. And she's already done a repurchase because she sold through Small Wonder so quickly. So I don't know if anybody's in Minnesota. I think she's in Hugo. So that's a fun little shout out. But our website is the easiest right now.
Amazing. All right, let's get into our quick takes. These are the questions that we ask of all of our guests. Try not to think about it for too long.
Okay.
And you've got an interesting background, so I'm curious where this is going to go. What was the most unique style or fashion trend that you ever embraced?
I would have to say my yoga pant era. I don't know if it's unique, but I would say it's bad. Back into jeans now, so that's a really good thing. But sure. I would have to say the yoga pant days of too many days in yoga pants, according to my daughters.
I mean, is there such a thing? But yeah, probably there is. Okay. Again, hair focus podcast, a lot of pros listening. What was your worst haircut? And when did you have it?
My shortest haircut was definitely my worst.
Okay.
I don't have thick hair. I have very thin, fine hair. So short did not work well for me. I think that was maybe 10 or 15 years ago, long time. Mm-hmm. I also went fully blonde. That was not a great look. So we're kind of done with that, back to more natural colors. So yeah, now I'm pretty conservative. I don't change much. I just keep it maintained.
Well, once you know what doesn't work, you know, you get closer to what does. So it makes perfect sense.
Exactly.
Okay, so brand founder, co-founder, I'm imagining that this is, you know, we'll see. Phone screen time. Are we constantly on the phone? Are we not on the phone? What do we look like?
Can you not tell my teenage daughters this? Because they're going to say, wait a sec, you get off the phone. Screen phone time during the week and Sunday nights when I'm prepping for the week is, I would say, 7 to 8 hours a day because I have my computer and my phone up all the time.
I mean, that's real life.
Too much. The founder life, very intense.
Exactly. All right, Stephanie, who are your must follows on Instagram or TikTok?
Ooh. Oh, must follows. I mean, this is kind of under the Small Wonder bucket, but I would say Erin Ray Hair is just one of my most fun hairstylists to follow. She just helps me understand the industry. She gives great tips. She's definitely one of my must follows. I have some really fun Chicago food places because we're not foodies, but we're definitely very into eating.
Sure, sure, sure. And Chicago's got great food, so let's be real.
Exactly. And then, sadly, my non-brain thinking time, I love watching reality TV. I love watching all the Kardashians. So I think I follow every single Kardashian from Kim all the way to Kylie and Kendall.
Okay.
Which you'd never think when you meet me, but yes.
No, I love that. Look, we all hold multiple truths. We've got depth, all about it. I'm very into Bravo. So exactly. Kardashians, I go back and forth on, but I respect it. last question, Stephanie. Imagine that you could teleport anywhere. Where would you go right now?
I would go to Paris. I'm going there on Saturday because my daughter is studying abroad, so I'd rather not have to do the flight.
That's fair. Oh, well, I'm incredibly jealous. Yeah, teleport there instead of flying. Nobody wants international travel other than teleportation. Sounds incredible. Hope you have the very best time.
Thank you.
Hopefully she's having an incredible time studying abroad. All right. That's it. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so incredibly pleased to have had you on here to talk about Small Wonder. Wishing and hoping for the best. We know that it's going to go over incredibly well. Exciting that we're talking during Earth Month, but need not limit this kind of thing to Earth Month. And hopefully we'll have you on when there's some more products because we'd love to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, Jeff. Okay, this is all new. I don't know what to say.
I'm obsessed. I cannot, I mean, shout out to them making this actually happen. We've talked about, you and I, how grossed out we are by the shampoo bars and conditioner bars.
No, yes.
Respectfully, we need them. We need them. Let's be clear. Plastic packaging is worse.
Yep.
But as someone who needs conditioner, it's difficult, that application. And they're solving for it. And I love the bottles, the packaging, the color. It's so thoughtful. The formulation, obviously, I'm so tickled. I cannot wait to see what happens with Small Wonder. So yeah.
A perfect product to purchase. How's that alliteration for Earth Month?
And if you're curious about sort of how this powder to lather comes to life, you should go over to the Tees on Instagram and on TikTok. One of our editors got in there, literally in the shower, with this product and shows you. It's actually pretty insane in the best way. So I'm even more convinced. The interview did it for me, but then seeing it in person.
Be sure to hit subscribe, rate and review, and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at Read the Tees, and send in questions to volumeup@thetees.com.
Volume Up is a Tees Media production. This episode was produced by Monica Hickey and Madeline Hickey. Brian Daly is our editor and audio engineer. Thank you to our creative team for the custom Volume Up theme song and for putting together the graphics for this episode.